It's episode 307, and we've got plugins for creating catalogs, live group chat, grabbing YouTube subtitles, Google customer reviews, and custom user profiles. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful British Columbia, I'm John Overall.
And from the Beachside Bunker in Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
And we have the usual great show for you here today, but of course, right off the top, you can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsA2Z.com. And if you got a couple of minutes, we'd greatly appreciate your time over on Stitcher Radio, leaving us a review. Or if you listen to us in the iTunes store, stopping in there and leaving us a review there also.
Yes, it's been a while since we've had an iTunes review. We would greatly appreciate it if you do use iTunes, or even if you don't. Sign up for an account there. Leave us a great review. We are currently the number one WordPress-based podcast on iTunes, or Apple Podcasts, I guess, as it's called now, John. We would appreciate any reviews that you have, good, bad, otherwise, to keep us aloft. It takes a number of reviews to get a rank and attain that ranking, so every little bit helps. We do appreciate that.
Absolutely. And, of course, a little bit of self-promotions for us. And as my time is starting to free up a little bit and I have more open space, if you happen to be running into trouble with your WordPress site in need of emergency support or someone to consult with so you can find those right plugins or functionality, you can call me up or contact me at my website, johnoverall.com, or send an email to john@wppro.ca. Or if you're a WordPress professional looking to find some work, you can check out the jobs board. Find yourself some experts there. If you're not a WordPress professional and just looking for some help, we currently have 6 experts listed up there. So go check them out and place some offers and see what you get. Check it out at wppluginsA2Z.com/jobs.
All right. That sounds good. I don't have any promotions this week, but... I'll just say it again. Go to iTunes. Help us out there. Plenty to do in terms of helping out this show.
Absolutely. And this segment of the show here is where we like to thank our donors to the show. For those who $50 or over, get a nice note with links back to wherever you send us. And we just recognize those that come in under $50. So this week here we have $50 from JezWeb Pty Limited. And Jeremy over there, he sent us a great note. It says as follows: looking forward to seeing what the improvements to TinyMCE are that are part of the next WordPress release are. I installed the beta, but can't really figure out from looking at it what has changed. This donation is on behalf of blueskymeditation.com.au, and who are located in Newcastle, Australia. And he's also got an added piece here where he made a simple site over at jeremydawes.com over the weekend to see how intuitive or not the 2017 theme for WordPress was, and to have a relaxing small project to complete a couple of hours. It's quite nice to see the technical overlap of the customer with the page elements, or customizer with the page elements, and it hints at where the future of WordPress themes and page layouts might end up. So, yeah, well, to further on that one, Jeremy, I got a chance this last weekend here to play for 2017 myself, setting up a demo site or a practice site so I could do some testing on things and troubleshoot some plugins. And I didn't find the 2017 theme all that useful, but looks like you did a nice job with it, so looking pretty good.
Oh, I'll have to take a look at that. I'm envious. A personal site that only takes a couple of hours on a weekend.
Yeah, well, you know, depends on how much you're going to do to it. And looking at what he did in a couple of hours, it's like, wow, nice work.
Wow. Yeah, I spent weeks on mine, but I'm a perfectionist, so what can you say?
All righty. And to all of those who came in under $50, we thank you very much for your support of the show. And if you want, you can locate us through Patreon and donate there over at patreon.com/WP Plugins A to Z.
Yes. And I encourage that because, frankly, I know how many downloads we get and I know how many donors we get. And if you guys knew what that ratio was like, you'd jump out the window if it was your show. So we keep going on and on and on. We're at episode 307. I think we're glutton for punishment. I don't know.
I don't know. I like doing the show. So,
yeah. And I do too. I like discovering new plugins and, you know, learning about the ones that you do. It's pretty cool. It's just kind of a... Maybe co-hosting the show is the way that I get to hear the show faster. Maybe that's
there
the way.
Go. You get to hear it live
that's
streamed.
Right. And so, you know, John and I have the opportunity to kind of expand things with the show, but we're sort of reluctant to based upon the lack of donations. So, you know, John and I are big fans of this other podcast called No Agenda. And I can tell you this, if they had one donor, they would probably close the show within a couple weeks. And if you think that we're talking about it a lot, as one of our iTunes reviews says, you should go listen to how they do it and the newsletter that they put out and everything else. It's a constant threat every week as far as doing the show. For them, it's a value for value proposition. If you find value in their show, they wish that you would extend value back to them in terms of a monetary contribution. And that's the same mantra that John and I have adopted for this show.
That's what we're working on. That way we're not tied to advertisers or beholden to advertisers.
Right. If we suddenly started taking sponsorship from plug-in companies or theme companies or things like that, then you'd probably be suspect of the things that we say or the items that we review based on monetary compensation. There are plenty of people out there who are on the take from hosts and plug-in companies and all of that, and I don't really trust their reviews.
Yeah.
They feature things and give interviews, and then all of a sudden, you know, they're interviewing a CEO of some company, and then the next week you find out that really it's that company that's sponsoring them.
Yeah.
And we don't play that way.
Nope.
So we count on you, the listener, for those contributions. And if it's $5, if it's $10, if it's $50, whatever it happens to be, we do appreciate it. And we do sort of demand it. So that's something that is your obligation. And whether you can live with yourself of not donating and still listening to the show, that's up to you.
Absolutely. All right, well, let's move it on to the news section for this week. I've got three decent stories that I've pulled up here. The first one is from BlogAid, and Mayanna over there has gone into a nice article about why she finally yanked W3 Total Cache off her recommended plugin list. And I was like, yahoo, it's about time. I yanked that from my recommended plugin list quite some time ago. But it's a really interesting because Mayanna goes into some in-depth as to why certain plugins have issues or why she thinks certain plugins are good. Even though I don't always agree with her choices, I find that the way she justifies them is usually quite good. So check out the article there. It's quite good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've got another one here, which is 9 reasons why WordPress freelancers, and this should just be freelancers in general, need a daily schedule and how to get one together. And this is something I realized quite some time back, probably 2 or 3 years ago, when I didn't really have a daily schedule and I started working towards one. Now that I have a fairly consistent daily schedule, work is getting done more timely and I'm less stressed and I'm finding myself with more free time. So this is a good article to read if you're a freelancer and you want to find ways to help bring control to your freelancing life. Because the biggest problem of freelancers is, especially if you do it from home like I do, you can work anytime you want, which means you oftentimes don't work because you can do it anytime you want.
Or ruin your life because of working, yes.
That's true. Or ruin your life because of it. Anyway, check out the article. It's a really good one from WPMU Dev, who provides a lot of great stuff.
Before you get to the next article, I want to tell people how I do it real quick.
Okay.
I set up a separate secondary Google Calendar called Timing Boxes.
Mm.
And for me, I have it scheduled down to 15 minutes from the time that I wake up to the time I get on the elliptical, to the time I take out the dog, to take a shower, to what projects I'm working on, and alternate it on different days. So I'm working on membership coach on one particular day, and then the next day I may not do it again until, you know, 3 days later.
Yeah.
But the one thing I will say for freelancers is schedule at least 90 minutes of your day every day to market yourself. Because you could get tied up in projects for clients and long-term stuff, and that could last 1 or 2 months, and then you're at the other end of it and you've got nothing. And that's because you didn't do anything to spread the word in the last 2 months.
Fall out of the thing of market, 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 work, 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 market, market, market.
Right, exactly.
Because when you work, you get the money, and then you don't have the money, and then you got to market, but you need the money because you still got to pay the bills.
Right. So here's what I did is you just get a spreadsheet, and you list all of the things that you do and that you want to do and the projects that you want to work on. And then in that spreadsheet, you dedicate how many hours out of the week you want to dedicate to doing that specific task. And then the frequency that you do it. So if I want to do something for 4 hours, but I've only got two days out of the week that I can do it, or two times, then I got to put a 2 hour block in. So you kind of get to know what that piece looks like. And it really helps to schedule all of your things. And I've had some secondary projects that have been lagging for literally a year. And once I started doing the time box thing, that it suddenly came to life because I was able to give it 2 or 3 dedicated hours every week.
There you go. All right. Well, the final article I've got here today is called 22 Abandoned WordPress Plugins with Vulnerabilities. This is from WordFence, and WordFence produces a lot of really great information about vulnerabilities with WordPress and how to prevent them, how to fix them. But this is a article that lists up some of the 22 most used, or not most used, but highly used plugins that have massive vulnerabilities and are old. And if you're using any of them, you'll want to replace them as soon as possible because the developer has pretty much abandoned the plugin. So anyway, check out this article. It's got a good list in it. It's also got some good tips in how you can protect your site. So anyway.
Yeah. I got one other thing I forgot. I should have done this in the plug yourself segment, but I'll put this in the news. So before we get started.
Okay.
I think everybody knows by now, or I've said a couple times, that I'm now the WordPress editor over at Smashing Magazine, and it's taken me a little bit of time to kind of learn their procedure and get off the ground with it. But I'm pretty much hitting my stride right now and doing a lot of editing of articles and things. I do need some people that want to do some authoring of WordPress-related posts. It's got to be really detailed because of the fact that that's sort of the quality that Smashing Magazine likes to put out. But if you're interested in writing, it is a paid gig. You do get paid a couple $100 every time you make an article. And I'd like to hear from you. So marcus.couch@smashingmagazine.com is where you contact me.
There you go. Earn some extra money on the side writing those articles you write anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that pretty much wraps up that. I guess it's time for us to head into the meat potatoes time today.
All right, man. Let's do it.
Off we go. Okay, this week here, I've got a couple of plugins for producing catalogs on WordPress. And this is, catalogs are slightly different than your normal e-commerce store that you would build with WooCommerce, in that you're usually not displaying prices, you're just displaying a set of goods or some information in such a way that it's like a catalog searching. And so I was having to do research for a project I'm getting ready to take on. And this week here, I examined three, but I'm only going to highlight two of them, the two better ones that I found. And so the first one I've got here is called Huge IT Product Catalog. This plugin was originally suggested to me by my client for what they might like to see as a product catalog for the upcoming project. And while I was looking at it, and it's a really nice visually appealing catalog in how it works, it did lack a lot of the essentials that are needed for the plugin or for the project. And one of the essentials that we were in need of was the client has, you know, a couple thousand items that have to go in here. And if you got to put these in manually, it's like a no-go. You got to be able to import it via CSV, because they have the CSV file, and we just want to bring all the data in. And then all you got to do is modify the headers in the CSV file to match whatever you're doing. So this is one of the big things with this one. It didn't have a CSV import or an add-on to allow CSV import. It also didn't allow for custom fields to allow us to add in additional information that's not built in as part of the catalog. If you're going to build a basic catalog, say you're going to sell watches or jewelry or something, good catalog, very visually appealing, very nice one. But if you're going to go slightly off where we're headed, this is not quite a plugin that'll work for you. It would require you to do way too much work. But all in all, pretty basic for a good basic catalog plugin. Check it out at WordPress.org, link to show notes. And I gave Huge IT Product Catalog a 3 Dragon rating.
3, huh?
Yeah, it doesn't get a 4 because it's a good basic one. It lacks too much. It's very visually appealing. I think the developers spent more time on the visual than they did the functional.
I'm startled. Yeah, that startled me a little bit, that 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, we got to warn you that stuff, too.
Yeah, as I said, you get honest reviews here.
That's
Keep
right.
Keep donating. Get the honest reviews, you know?
Okay, so let me just describe a scenario of something that I was working on. I want to be able to do live streaming, but do it not through Facebook Live or things like that. I want to make it so that my members can see it and no one else. And with that, your options are a little bit limited. You could go with Google or some of these other things. I went with something completely different in terms of embedding that live stream, but I wanted to include a live group chat where people could also ask me questions live, but I wanted to make sure that they were members. I didn't just want anybody getting into that chat. So I found this plugin called Live Group Chat. And what it does, it's just like any other full, you know, group chat where a bunch of people can get on it. It's very fast, very simple. It uses AJAX messages and operates just like a regular one does. But you can restrict this to only allow people that are registered within your WordPress site to actually ask questions. What it does is it uses an internal database to save the chats as well, right within your site, and it gets automatically deleted after 1 week. So you don't have this lingering ongoing chat session. So you can actually copy it, which is what I'm doing, copying that chat and then pasting it in sort of the show notes so that you can see everybody's questions and all the answers and links that go to it. Very easy to configure, uses either widget or short codes for display, and I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. That can be quite useful if you're doing group chats.
It's one of the best that I've seen in terms of that. There are others that you can just embed the HTML code, you know, some external third-party thing, but this is one of the few that I've seen that interacts directly within WordPress and the WordPress user database.
Nice. Okay, well, the next one I've got here today is called Ultimate Product Catalog. Now, this one here, while I was doing my research, I ran across this one, and then I recalled it seems that it was actually submitted to us about a month and a half ago, which was very timely for me. It was sent in by Stephanie Harubi from Itoli Web Design, the creators of the plugin. And so I got to check out the premium version of the plugin. This is a freemium plugin, which offers up both of them. But you can get the free version over at WordPress.org. And it is a very nice plugin. The visual is very good. But one of the best things I found about this plugin is even in the free version, you can do a CSV import and export of your data. And what I found initially was I had to do a little bit of tweaking with it, but I was trying to do something outside the norm. So what I had to do was enter a product, create all the fields I needed. And this one here also offers up the ability to create custom fields for all the additional data you might need. And it's very simple to do. It creates a catalog, and it creates separate catalogs. You can create multiple catalogs and then insert those catalogs in different places on your site via a short code. Now, once you've created your initial product, you then export out that CSV file, and then you have all the headers you need for adjusting your CSV file that you currently have. Once you do that, then you re-import that CSV file and all your data is there in one smooth motion. Very great plugin. It was very responsive. It worked well. The smoothness of it was great. The fact that visually it's initially okay, but you can go in and manually adjust all the visuals that you need. They've got a drag and drop WYSIWYG editor that you can customize the placement of all the components. It's like they put a lot into this plugin. When you go to the premium version, you'll need that for the custom fields and a couple other items with it. But most of what you want with it is there in the free version. And the premium version, only $30 for a single site license. Anyway, great plugin, the ultimate product catalog. These guys here managed to just knock it right out of the park. So I gave it a 5 Dragon rating.
Awesome. All right, well, let me follow it up with another great one. This plugin is called Google Customer Reviews for WooCommerce. And what it does is it enables you to integrate Google's Merchant Center. They have this thing called Google Customer Reviews in there. And it allows you to actually use that within your WooCommerce store. Mm. It also allows the survey opt-in code into your thank you page. And the option to have a pop-up come up to where they can actually leave a review, and it ends up right in the Google Merchant Center for your site.
Nice.
And I want to say something about this. This is kind of a hack right now. I wouldn't say hack, but it's a strategic advantage for you to start having your customers fill out these Google customer reviews within the Merchant Center, because that's generally what pops up in the shopping area when you do a search within Google for specific products or things. And I will say the adoption level of it so far by some of the bigger merchants out there is very light. So you can give yourself a strategic advantage by taking, you know, installing this, trying it out, see if it's something that works for you. If you have products that you commonly compete with Amazon and the rest of them, this is something that can give you that advantage with people that use Google. The one thing is you do need to have and paste in your Google Merchant ID into the plugin settings, but otherwise this thing works very, very well, very easily customizable, and the benefits are enormous. I rated it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. Yeah, that can give you a big advantage getting that information from people, because, you know, they leave your site, they don't always want to go back to their Google page to leave a review.
Right. And that sort of ties them to you as well, yep, because their Google persona is now connected to your store.
Yep.
So who knows what that could lead to in the future in terms of sales or new products or that Google may put out. And I don't even know, the algorithm may also, as they're searching for products, maybe list yours first because they've already shopped there.
Yep. Could be. All right. Well, the final plugin I've got here today is just a simple one. This one here is called YouTube Subtitle Grabber. Now, it's a very simple plugin in that one of the great things it does for you is it just set it up and it'll go in with a code and grab the subtitles content from a YouTube video and place it on your website as content. And when I was thinking about it and looking at it, I wasn't sure of what it could be used for, but one of the projects I've got coming up here in the future is building out a YouTube video website for a game player who puts in really good notes, and this will help grab that information, pull it into his website, and display it on his website. And you could do this with any videos that you have, or if you curate videos of others, it allows you to grab some of that content from their video and display it on your website. You know, all in all, I'm not sure of what benefits or anything it's going to bring, but it did seem like a good way to add a little more information to any YouTube videos you're going to be placing on your website than just the standard title of the video and any snippet you might put in there. This might grab some information that the creator of the video has added to it. So anyway, check it out, YouTube Subtitle Grabber, and I gave it a 3 Dragon rating.
All right, here's my question. Is it shortcode based?
Yes.
Okay. So it grabs the stuff on the fly.
You enter the post title and video ID, and then it generates the information and places it on your site.
So okay.
It grabs it directly from YouTube by post title and video ID.
Oh, so actually it would be self-updating if someone went in and edited that, those show notes, so to speak.
I don't know if it's self-updating or not. It might make it permanent and then add more. I don't know that. I don't have an answer for that because I haven't tried it to that extent.
Interesting. I'll have to check that out myself and try that. Okay. This is a very interesting plugin that I kind of just found on the repository, and I installed it on a staging site and just tried it with a few test sites, and it looked pretty good. It's called WP Profile Builder. And with this plugin, you actually can create user profile templates, altering how the typical user page gets displayed. So this is more kind of for an admin thing, but it has some end user components into it as well. You can get a user list page, you can real-time search users, individual user profiles and such, but what it does is it gives you the ability to create kind of custom fields that appear during registration as well. And search queries of users rather than just seeing the entire users list by access, by geographic region, by any of those things that you set up ahead of time, and this does that. And so if you've got a lot of users, and I manage one site in particular that's got about 50,000 users with a bunch of different membership levels on them, and I really want to incorporate something like this to make that the weeding of the users a little bit easier. By, you can do it by last login or things like that. You can set it up with any kind of field value you want. It's called WP Profile Builder, and I rated it a 4 out of 5.
That sounds like a very useful website if you get a lot of profiles on your site.
Yeah, it can get crazy after, you know, most people only have a few users on their site, if not just a couple hundred, maybe from the comments they got left. But when you get into the thousands, it becomes unmanageable.
Absolutely. Okay, well, I covered up in this week's episode the huge IT product catalog, which I gave a 3-2, the ultimate product catalog, which I gave a 5-2, and then the YouTube subtitle grabber, which I gave a 3-2.
And I talked about live group chat, which gets a 4 out of 5. Google customer reviews for WooCommerce gets a 5 out of 5. And WP Profile Builder gets a 4 out of 5.
And, of course, a little bit of promotions here. This week here, I'm still sharing the site I found last time over at wordpress-tutor.ca, Vancouver WordPress Tutor. If you're looking for some WordPress support to learn how to do things in there, that's what this guy does. He's pretty affordable from what I could catch on his website. You can learn tips and tricks from his website. Go read his articles. They're pretty useful. And all in all, pretty great place. Check it out. He's also known as Brody S., and being a local web designer and developer here in Vancouver, Victoria area, I always like to promote Canadians whenever I can. So go check them out at wordpress-tutor.ca.
Nice. And I am just going to put a call out again, that like I've done for the last couple of weeks. If you're interested in programming chatbots or RPA, which is robotic process automation, if you're into that kind of thing or you want to get into it, shoot me an email at marcuscouch@gmail.com. I'm trying to put a little group together of a bunch of guys privately, maybe on Facebook, maybe somewhere else, where we're just talking about bots and chat bots and things like that and how they can incorporate into WordPress. The biggest problem that I'm finding in the community is not a lot of people use WordPress. And the back that I'm finding is that there's, you know, none of my people in there. If you're interested in that and you want to set it up to where I think maybe once every 2 weeks, 3 weeks, something like that, maybe we'll get a live hangout going or something like that to talk about our bots, show them off. I'd really appreciate it if you shoot me an email, marcuscouch@gmail.com.
All right. And, of course, the user reminders. Don't forget you can stop in over at the iTunes store, give us a review. And if you've got a little time, we'd greatly appreciate if you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, hitting that little thumbs-up button in the corner, or leaving us a review on their website. And latest check, we don't have any recent reviews at either one, so please stop in and give us some reviews.
Yes, we need them. And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com or send an email direct to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my all-new website, marcuscouch.com, on Twitter at marcuscouch. And remember to follow this show on Twitter at WPPlugins A to Z.
And that's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Heheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheh